So Jesus is preaching in the temple, and the crowds are confused which one is the, whether he's the Christ or not, whether he's the Messiah or not. Some say he is, some say he's the prophet, and others say, well, he can't be the prophet because he's not from Galilee. This little piece of trivia, he's not from Galilee, therefore he can't be the Christ, even though he's performed all these miracles, done so much good, says so many beautiful things to help people and to help them to live a good and holy life. And he is in his person. He shows forth this holiness. And the Pharisees and those who were influenced by them were taken up by this little trivia piece of grew up in Galilee, this lowly town, this town of humility. And so they say he's not the Christ for that reason, you know. And this lack of simplicity, this lack of love, this lack of humility, this lack of simple truth, they can't recognize in Jesus. And perhaps you can see that in today's day and age here and there. We get caught up in trivialities, caught up in this casuistry, we can say, this lawyer nitpicking on faults and humanity. You know, you're nitpicking on the humanity of Jesus, so therefore he can't be the Christ, he can't be the Messiah, he can't be the Son of God because of his humanity. Instead of this lack of simple love, simplicity, simple goodness, and simple acceptance of the truth, this is what God wants to see in us. And when we do, we have that simple love and charity and lack of judgmentality, then we can see the truth, and God gives us light. And if we don't, he will blind us. We will blind ourselves from our judgmentality and our lack of simplicity and lack of goodness, a good heart and a good will. God rewards a good will, a good humble heart, and he will give us then this light, this truth. And then he will allow us to live it in ourselves, and live this charity that gives us light, gives us the truth, and shows us the way, not judging others and seeing all the nitpicking about everybody's faults, but this truth, this goodness, this looking at the goodness of others and looking upon them with charity. And then we will see the way, we will see the way of truth, and God will enlighten us, and we will live in the truth and charity and ultimately find salvation.